Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field. Evers picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evers. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Avila steals third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Easter. The throw from Ginsburg and he is out. Lapon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to third. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Avila scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lepon strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kruhoski moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wertz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians 3, Tigers 3. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kruhoski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Easter reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosen scores. Simpson moves to third. Boone moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simpson scores. Boone moves to third. It's 8-3, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Ginsburg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wynn out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss now playing second base. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Lapon reaches second base with a double. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Lapon moves to third. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Jerry Pretty. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Neil Berry now playing second base. Hank Borowy now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.